Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Leslie, and this episode is Soap Making and Easter with Leslie. My Etsy shop is www.etsy.com/shop/1966. I'm here today to talk to you about soap making and to enjoy your Easter with you. I have had a very busy Easter. I stayed up to 3 o'clock in the morning cooking. It's a tradition in my family. My mother did it. We cooked the day before. And so that you can have a pleasant experience with your family and eat all day, graze like cows, eat, enjoy. And it's better because you get to enjoy the actual day of. We do all of our holidays like that. Anyway, I'm here to talk to you about soap making. And I'm I'm newly getting back into Blog Talk Radio. And I must give you the guest call in, and that is 607-203-5431. I got a rough start here today. My show was originally to be at 8 a.m. I don't know what I was thinking. However, I switched it to 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 1 o'clock p.m. Central. Now, I decided to talk to you about the history of soap making, as well as the benefits of several of the oils that I use and other soap makers use in the true soap making process. Now, I say true soap because I must draw the line. I must make a difference. Not all of the homemade or handmade soap is true soap. Some of the soap is considered to be a cosmetic, and it's regulated by the Food and Drug Administration in this country, America, because it is a cosmetic. It is melt and pour. I don't have a problem with melt and pour. I don't use it. I can make melt and pour, and I can make soap base and things of that nature. But a melt and pour is considered a cosmetic soap. It's considered a cosmetic. It is usually shrink-wrapped in plastic, and it has an ingredients list because they have to put an ingredients list on all cosmetics. That is the rule. And you face a $1,000 fine for breaking rules. So many people who make soap follow the rules. However, I do not make cosmetic soap. I do not make melt and pour. I make what is called true soap, like from 6,000 years ago, alkali water fat. I make true soap. And I don't have to have an ingredients list labeled on my product. However, I do have it on my Etsy site. That's etsy.com/shop/1966. If you go there, you will see where I have an explanation of what's in my soap. There are many, many ingredients in my true soap. Lux brand true soap hosts many ingredients, many oils, and many essential oils. So it actually gets pretty tedious to fill a page with a lot of that. And about the Consumer Protection Agency, that's the group of the governmental group that regulates true soap. And they asked for me to have the label on the label, how much it weighs, and a contact number for the maker of the soap, which would be myself. So you would just contact me. But with, like any product, if it causes irritation, you have to stop using it. Many people are not allergic to coconut oil. They are not allergic to grapeseed oil. They are not allergic to shea butter. They are not allergic to cocoa butter. They are not allergic to lard. You wouldn't have another potato chip if you were. I'm just saying, These are oils that I use in my soap, my Lux brand True Soap, L-U-X-E, Lux brand True Soap. Those are the basic oils that I use. Palm kernel flakes, I use that. And olive oil, pomace olive oil, I use that. Sweet almond oil, I use that. People generally are not allergic to any of those oils. As far as the essential oils that I use a handmade blend of essential oils that I personally blend myself. And the thing about essential oils is that it may cause sensitivity in some people. If you have many allergies, you will generally check with your physician before trying any product because you need to know. But many, many people are not affected by normal use of essential oils. And I must have essential oils in my soap because all of the soap I make, I use. And I only use Lux brand True Soap. Why would I buy soap if I make it? I have plenty of soap, tons of soap, soaps that I made 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, 2 months ago, soap that I just made last month that I'm using because I love it. My 50-50 bar is my favorite bar. You can find that on my Etsy shop page. That's etsy.com/shop/1966. That's the name of my shop on Etsy. And I love my 50-50 bar. I use it mostly on my face because it has 50% cocoa butter in it. But it's frowned upon to highlight one oil if you're using more than one oil. So I just call it 50-50 bar. It's 50% cocoa butter and 50% other oils, like coconut oil and shea butter and sweet almond oil. And I put a botanical profile in that soap. There's chamomile, there's rosemary, there's black seed, and there's calendula. Marigold petal. I put all of that in one soap. So the soap is $35 a pound. And that's still cheap because it's free shipping from my Etsy shop, 1966. It's free shipping. So you're really paying $5 or $6 per bar, which is the average for homemade True Soap, or homemade soap in general, even if it's melt and pour. It's generally $5 to $6 a bar, $6.50 for the really well-made True Soaps, about $6.50. I've seen bars go as high as $8 or $9 a bar. And these are thick bars, 1 inch, 1 1/4 inch. So when you get it in your hand, it has a nice feel to it. So, well, enough about that. I actually wanted to read to you what other people say about essential oils. Now, with 20 minutes left in my show, because I got a two-minute lag, because apparently I can't dial numbers on the phone properly, so I need to repeat my guest call-in number. It's 607-203-5431. The guest call-in number is 607-203-5431. And right now, I do not have any callers. So let us move forward with bits of interesting facts. Let's start with grapeseed oil. I love, love, love grapeseed oil. It is said to have a short shelf life, and it shouldn't be more than 5% of the soap recipe. However, I make my soaps with myself in mind. I'm very selfish, I'm sorry. And I go more than 5% usually with the grapeseed oil in my soaps. And the grapeseed oil and olive oil, they're similar. The biggest difference with the grapeseed oil that it has a high level of antioxidants and a high level of vitamin E, and it's rich in minerals. And it is said to slow down the process of aging, according to searchhomeremedy.com. The article is 6 best essential oils for wrinkles. Now, I use grapeseed oil because I like the way it feels in my soap. It has a great skin feel. It makes the bar more slippery, a little bit more translucent. I like it, and it's really high in vitamin E. So that's one of the mainstay oils in my soap. Now, I could make a soap with three oils, four oils, and I try to do that, but I just can't stick to it. Before you know it, I have seven different oils in my soap, in one soap, seven. One soap, the Vegas Baby Gold Bars, had 10 different oils, and it had the essential oils. So that's just what it is. Now, I did trim back the number of oils, hard oils, in Vegas Baby Gold Bars, which is on my Etsy site, to seven because I had too many hard oils. And I didn't like the way it felt as you rub it across your skin. I wanted a more slick feel to it. So I just rearranged the soap recipe just a little bit, and I got what I needed out of it. The hot process bars, because I overcooked it, they didn't come out that well. So I only have 14 pounds of the hot process Vegas Baby Gold Bars ready to sell. Only 14 pounds. So I'd have to sub a bar of the 50-50 or the American Badass or FaceTime. Well, FaceTime is $25 because it has an extended essential oil blend in it. Okay, once again, we're going to talk about essential oils and how people use essential oils according to youngliving.com. It's the essential oil safety guide because people are really rediscovering essential oils, and a lot of them, they're taking it internally and they're using it externally with a carrier oil like sweet almond or coconut. Or emu. Emu oil is excellent as a carrier oil because it soaks seven layers into your skin and your epidermis. That is the good thing about emu oil, and that's why it's expensive, I suppose. I think for 16 ounces it's $31 on Amazon. It might be more. But I have a small 2-ounce bottle that I use for my face, and I found myself not actually having to use it since I bought it because I'm using my own soap and it's not harsh. So, and then it's warming up anyway. I'm not using it as much as I thought I would use it, the emu oil, and I hesitate to use emu oil in soap making. I generally would use the emu oil to make lotion because I do make a shea butter grapeseed lotion. Matter of fact, I put sweet almond oil, and I just purchased some jojoba oil to put in it. And I have some alpha hydrox. Now, this is my own concoction, and I mix all those things up together into a lotion, and I use that. Anyway, that's not for sale. That's what I make at home for myself. I would not know how to market that because, again, it has so many ingredients in it. It would be mega expensive. So I'd have to research how to market something like that. Anyway, essential oils, according to Young Living, they're used in a variety of ways. The one thing you need to understand is that it can interact with a medicine if you're using them straight out the bottle. For our purposes, I put mine in soap. And when I say I put it in there, I'm talking about 10 milliliters of about 12 different essential oils. Like lavender. Lavender is an essential oil. Lavender essential oil, lemongrass, wintergreen, peppermint, tea tree, cassia. That's an excellent addition to soap. So usually when you have an essential oil, you can't put that directly on your skin, generally. You need to have coconut oil or grapeseed oil, which is a carrier oil. It carries it deep into your skin, into your epidermis. And when I use my essential oils, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting it in the soap batter so that every time I use the soap and I rub the bar on my skin, as well as lathering up with one of those little net balls or just a regular bathing rag. But I do make sure to rub that soap bar on my skin. And I do it because I know I put essential oils and botanicals in the soap. So, and I figure if I do that every day, I'm fine. And thus far, I am. And it's not a high amount of essential oils, because some essential oils can cause you to have a reaction when you go outside into the sunlight. So you just have to be careful. And if you have any type of medical regimen, you really need to contact your physician to let them know what you're using or what you're doing or what's in it, because you might be on a medicine that doesn't react well with even a small amount of a certain essential oil. You just need to be sure. Okay, that's it for that one. We were just talking about essential oils. I just did a quick overview. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is the coconut oil. Everybody knows the benefits of coconut oil by now. It's skin, hair. Some people eat it. I choose not to eat coconut oil knowingly, because that's not what I'm doing. I probably should look into it, because I hear it's really good for your health internally. However, for our purposes today, coconut oil is a major factor in the making of Lux Brand True Soap. It is a major factor in the making of Lux Brand True Soap. I'm usually right around 20% with my coconut oil, because I like to add sea salt to my soap, and coconut oil is the type of oil that will make your soap hard. It will make it a good lather, and it lends to a hard white bar, which is kind of standard in soap making. You can put colors in it, but if you just wanted to make basic soap, most people are familiar with a hard white bar of soap. It just, you just like it. You rub it on your skin or what have you, and it feels good. Well, when you're making that Lux Brand True Soap, you really can put the soap on your skin, and you're not going to be dry or tight. You're not going to itch unless you're allergic to coconut oil. If you're allergic to coconut oil, the soap is 20% coconut oil, so you have to make a decision or ask your doctor. But it's, most people are not allergic to coconut oil. It is a vegetable oil. The thing about coconut oil, according to Essential Oil Goddess, in an article, Pure Coconut Oil as a Carrier, coconut oil has a much smaller molecule than other carrier oils, almost as small as the molecules for essential oil. So coconut oil penetrates very easily into the skin, allowing the essential oil to be readily absorbed. Now, this particular answer is regarding putting essential oils into coconut oil and then rubbing the coconut oil on your skin. For our purposes, I put my essential oils into the soap batter that is at least 20% coconut oil, because that's just industry standard for true soap making. Now, moving on, some more grapeseed oil benefits. The flavonoid oligomeric procyanidin is found in the seeds of the grape, and it's an incredible strong antioxidant, 50 times stronger than antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E. And they're saying at seedsguides.info/grapeseed oil, they're saying on this website that the compound can provide protection against cellular and tissue damage caused by free radicals. Now, we've been hearing about free radicals and antioxidants for many, many years, thanks to the medical community. So we know to increase the consumption of antioxidants to decrease the damage from free radicals. Molecules just, I guess, going without a purpose in your body, and they degrade your cells. Grapeseed oil is said to boost the health of the heart and the cardiovascular system, that's for if you consume it. But for our purposes, in a soap-making recipe, it contains linoleic acid, I'm sorry, a polyunsaturated fatty acid that's helpful. That's actually if you eat it. I'm not talking about consuming grapeseed oil. I'm actually talking about the external topical application of grapeseed oil, specifically in a soap that you can rub on your skin and scrub up with it. And it says it can strengthen and repair damaged or broken capillaries and blood vessels. That's what seedsguides.info is saying about the benefits of grapeseed oil. I know that it has a great skin feel, and it's high in vitamin E, and it has a lot of antioxidants in it. That's why I picked that particular oil for my soap, because it has good benefits for your skin. That's the reason that I picked grapeseed oil, and it has a great skin feel. It's also rich in minerals and vitamins. And like I said, most people aren't allergic to grapes or grapeseed oil, so it's a safe bet to use in the soap-making process. And with 6 minutes left in the show and no callers, oh, wow, the guest call-in number once again is 607-203-5431. That's 607-203-5431. Well, I'd like to get to some more benefits of the oils that I use in my soap. Olive oil pomace. It is the olive oil that's like, it's what's left over after several pressings, according to CandleAndSoapAbout.com. CandleAndSoapAbout.com. I'm not really sure how you get the oil out of the olives, but it makes an amazing bar soap. And I may not be well versed in how the oil gets out of from where it is, but I know what it does in a soap. And Castile soap has to be 72% olive oil. Has to. So anytime anyone can call it a Castile soap, it's at least it has to be at least 72% olive oil. I'm going to make a 100% olive oil soap. Now, I know a lot of people don't like 100% olive oil because they don't like the lather. They consider it to be slimy. But I know what to do to make my soap not feel that way and lather up a whole lot better, and it's 100% olive oil. I'm also going to put essential oils in that, and it will be for sale in 2016 because it takes about a year of curing for an olive oil soap, and you cannot use any soap before it's time. Another thing on the CandleAndSoap.About.com webpage is they talked about lard, which makes a really great bar of white soap. It has a low, creamy, stable lather, and it's moisturizing. I'm talking about pig fat. I go to the store, I buy the container that says lard or manecta in Spanish, and I put that in my soap because it's good for my skin. I know it sounds weird, and I thought it weird, but I don't use a lot of lard. They recommend you not use more than 30 to 40%. Mine is around 15 to 20%. Right with the coconut oil, I'm using the lard. A lot of people nowadays are not in love with animals or animal products. I can make, and I have made, soaps with no animal products in it whatsoever. Please request that of me. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a clickable button, and you need to leave me a message asking me about making a soap that has absolutely no animal products, including honey. Honey is a product of bees. They're animals. They're insects. So some people are very stringent about that. I can make that soap for you. If you want me to make you a 100% lard soap, that old-fashioned granny clampet soap, I can make that too. Again, upper left-hand corner on my Etsy page, www.etsy.com/shop/1966. If you look on that Etsy page, in the upper left-hand corner, there's a clickable button where you can leave me a message, and we can discuss a 100% lard soap, no animal product soap. I'll make these soaps special for you. So, moving right along. Now, jojoba oil is actually a wax, and I don't generally use jojoba oil in my soaps. That, to me, is more for a skin preparation, like a lotion or a cream or a balm. I really just don't want to use jojoba oil. In my bath bombs that I make for myself at home and my bubble bars, I'm going to use jojoba oil. That is a cosmetic. I do not have labels to label my cosmetics, and I can't make them. I can't sell them in my Etsy shop until I have my labels together. So that's why. And I have formulated a bubble bar recipe that is not drying to your skin, to my skin, because a lot of the bubble bar recipes, they were duping Lush. And a lot of my whole world was, oh, God, Lush, Lush products, Lush soaps. I love it. I've never bought one, but I just love the concept. And it looks good. It's good for you, and it smells good. Who can't like that concept? Well, if you have some caveats, you don't want animal products, machines can't touch your soap, whatever it is, if it's stopping you from enjoying the Lush product, well, to each his or her own. I like it. If it needs to smell good, it needs to be good for me, and it needs to look good. Hopefully it's colorful, all of that. I'm not afraid of chemicals. I'm not. Now, what I want to share with my Blog Talk audience, at 1 minute and 16 seconds, I found a little blurb about the history of soap 6,000 years ago. And they used it just to wash the animals and utensils. Doctors used it for the treatment of skin diseases. So I don't know what they were putting in their soap, but it was discovered by the Babylonians 6,000 years ago. Isn't that something? We'll get to more of that later at 53 seconds left in my Soap Making and Easter with Leslie show, Etsy.com/shop/1966. I think I should bid you farewell. And I will create another show for next week, possibly Sunday. I want you to have a happy Easter, a happy Passover, and enjoy your day. Now, with 22 seconds left, I'm going to give my Etsy shop 1966 yet another shout-out. That's www.etsy.com/shop/1966. That's www.etsy.com/shop/1966. Goodbye.